More than 100 Timaru people have paid their respect outside the house where three little girls were killed last Thursday night. 40-year-old Lauren Ann Dickerson has been charged with the murder of her daughters, 2-year-old twins Maya and Carla, and their 6-year-old sister Leanne. Neighbour Jade Whaley says the police are now all gone. She told our reporter Charlotte Cook the road has been busy with visitors.
Well, once the police finished up on Saturday, it was quite surreal, and there was people that would pull up across the road and sort of look attentively, come up. But yesterday was a little bit different. There was at least 100 people over the day that we saw that wanted to come and show their respects. There were different groups. Some had prayer circles and they stood outside and held hands and said prayers. There was one group that came that was singing the most beautiful songs, and we just discreetly stood from afar and watched as they paid their respects. There were families, there were children, and it ended up being people were engaging and sharing stories with each other. So we heard the stories about the little girl, because she'd had 2 days at school at the Timaru Christian School, and some of the children that were in her class and had met her, they were all talking and sharing, which was beautiful. We also heard the stories about one of the ladies had met the family the day before over at the Botanical Gardens, and the three girls were playing with her little dog Teddy and, you know, running around having fun, and the mum and dad were happy and laughing at the children playing with the wee dog, and the dog was so happy. So we heard lots of beautiful, positive stories. It was just so nice to have actually been part of that and hear that.
What's the plan for this week?
Yeah, well, there is a woman called Jacqueline that has something called, I think it's called Hampers for Hope, and she has been busy over the weekend making up some gift baskets for the police and the morgue workers and St John's and that have all had to deal with this, and she is going to organise a vigil for Thursday night, and she's just in the process of getting that together. And I think on the Saturday she was thinking about doing a balloon release down at Caroline Bay.
And that's Timaru resident Jade Whaley speaking to our reporter Charlotte Cook.